KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalais with your daily coronavirus update. Utah is reporting just under 1,600 new cases of COVID-19 and 19 additional deaths. That's nearly 60 people in 3 days that have died. Just over half of those people were older than 65. 560 people are hospitalized. The State Health Department is opening a new COVID-19 antibody treatment center at the Intermountain Healthcare Employee Services Center in Murray. State Senate President Stuart Adams tells KSL-TV's Ashley Moser, making monoclonal antibody infusions more available is something that they've been working on.
We saw the fact that the hospitals could do the infusions, but they didn't know who actually qualified for the treatments. And they talked to the health departments, and they were doing contact tracing, and they knew who qualified, but they couldn't do the infusions. So we married the two together.
This new center will be able to treat about 50 of the most vulnerable patients each day. The White House is hosting a virtual summit of world leaders to talk about how to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic around the world. They also plan to talk about preparing for the next global threat. Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. is pledging millions to a World Bank fund that will help nations deal with pandemics moving forward.
We, the United States, are prepared to contribute at least $250 million to help get this fund started. We have also requested an additional $850 million from the United States Congress.
The goal is to get the fund up to $10 billion, which the vice president says is just a fraction of global GDP. The Delta variant is causing a surge in infections among kids in the U.S. and elsewhere, but experts say there are no strong signs that it's causing more severe disease for young patients. The spike in infections among children and teens has also meant an increase in hospitalizations, but the sheer numbers can make it seem like children are getting sicker. But the experts say that does not appear to be the case. With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalais, KSL News Radio.